This recording, South Africa 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Honorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Berry was an veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. Then, when she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a coat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose started to trot around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsatisfactory mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to stop her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid it on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment and that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't manage paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire's lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Well, I was born on the West Coast, small little town named Fredendal. It's during the last days it was fairly a big place nowadays, but in my days it was a very small school. We were only 20 in matric, but I enjoyed being there. It's a nice place. I have a lot of friends, and it was really very nice.